Hey, Alex, Dan Nelson again, Local Splash.
Yeah, how are you, Daniel?
Doing good, brother. What's going on? You're only one day in.
Yeah, I know. The problem is, I don't know. They said you have a Google. I don't know if you, what's the problem is my the name company is not at the Google, but maybe the phone number is. If the problem is a phone number, we can change a different number, but I don't think so.
So let me tell you, you have a Google business profile now, right? We clarified that in the first call. So to create a whole new Google business profile, we have to have a different address and a different phone number.
Okay,
we can help with the phone number. I noticed that. So the address that the Google page that you currently have is 3543 Eagle Canyon Drive. But
yeah.
Your current address you gave me is 2307 Carrot Drive, right?
Yeah, 2307, yeah.
Okay. So you want a whole new Google business profile? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So give me one quick second.
I don't want to involve that one to this one. I told the lady.
You should have told me, though. I would have set it up right. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
Yeah.
Give me one quick second. Just to clarify, you have not created a Google business profile under the 2307 Carrot Drive, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Give me a second. Let me make sure the business name is different, too. Give me one sec here. All right. Zip code. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. On the current profile, it's taxi, so you're okay with it being San Antonio taxi, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. You're going to need a different number, so are you okay with us creating you a call tracking number?
What's mean?
Okay. So, you know how I called right now, I called you off a 210 number, right?
Uh-huh.
We could create a call tracking number for you, too. That way, because here's the thing, to have a different Google business profile, one, you need a different address, which you already have. So you're rocking
yeah.
and rolling there. The other is you're going to need a different phone number. So we can't use the 210-571-7171 number on the new listing. Go ahead.
You use my personal number, 210-422-1238.
Okay. Use this phone number. This phone number. Let me see how far she got. It seems like the client interview is pretty much finished, but hold on.
Yeah, they should.
Okay. I'm going to send you... We already sent it to you, but I'm going to resend it. You're going to have an action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, since we're creating a new Google business profile for you, okay?
As an email?
Yeah, I'm going to send it via email. Now, let me explain this email. I didn't explain it to you last time because you already had a Google page, so you didn't have to do this. But in the email I sent you, it's going to ask for pictures, tools and or equipment. You could skip that. You're not like a construction company. Work vehicle, business license, insurance, business card, business registration, yada, yada, yada. Anything you have on there, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it. Like, you don't have a workplace. You're not like a pizza shop.
No. You don't have it. You know that. You don't have it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, just trying to explain that to you. So, this is sent to all categories, right? So, some of the stuff won't be relevant to you. So anything you don't have, skip it. Anything you do have, you have to submit it, though, okay?
Hold on. Please, I want to just with you the same page. The first email is coming, the great Google Business. Just a minute, please.
Yeah, take your time, sir. Mm-hmm. Hello.